Can we take this song together? Elion, God Most High, Jesus Christ, you are the Elion of Israel. Oh, Elion, Elion of Israel, Elion, Elion, God Most High, Jesus Christ, you are the Elion of Israel, Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim is our God. And so, Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all adoration. We thank you because you are the one at work in us, both to will and to do of your own good pleasure. We thank you for the abundance of grace. We thank you for the gift of righteousness. We say, we are exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you for a time like this again. We thank you because we have gathered in your name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this access that we have. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God, because you are amidst us even now. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you teach us by yourself in the name of Jesus. Even as we believe the report of God tonight, we declare that we begin to see the hand of God in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. We declare over this meeting that there is no contention. There is no disagreement in the name of Jesus. And we remove every obstacle on the way of our people coming to this meeting in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. I'll be reading all scripture from my end to avoid interference or disruptions of any kind. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. Tonight we have come to look at the ministry of angels. The ministry of angels. The ministry of angels. This teaching is coming at a very timely, let me say a very good time, if I may. Because one of the things that I realize is that if we are not aware of certain things, we would not be able to experience them. And Job chapter 42 and verse 5 says that I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But it says, but now, even now, mine eye seeth thee. So the hearing of the ear precedes the seeing of the eye. And so we're talking about the ministry of angels so that we can proactively engage this ministry so that we can proactively get things done through this ministry. Not all ministering spirits. Speaking about angels now, it says, ministering spirits send forth who shall be heirs of salvation. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them? Who shall be heirs of salvation? Now, the word minister means to wait on someone. Praise the Lord. The word minister, it means to wait on someone. And when we say you wait on someone, what it means is that you become available for whatever the person wants to do that aligns with you. So you have been given a task. You know, a waiter per se is ministry. So anyone, the Lord, anyone that has been put there for the purpose of enriching your life, for the purpose of helping you, is a minister. So if the Bible says that angels are ministering spirits, it means that the primary purpose of angels is that they were created to wait upon God. The primary purpose of angels, in fact, the very name angel, it is the English that is translated into angel, that the word angel came from is the word angelos. And it means to send, or he that is sent, and literally messenger. The Hebrew what we call malaika, the Hebrew word same in messenger. But before we can understand how angels operate, we need to understand what kind of beings that they are and what their mandate is. Praise the Lord. I've been to quite a number of meetings. I remember during the Word and Worship experience, we had a very particular session. We had the, you know, there was a wonderful move of God amongst us. And, you know, that was probably the first time I was introduced to a fellow ministers that were prophets. And, you know, they kept saying, I see the angel of the Lord walking now. I see the angel of the Lord walking now. You know, it became a central theme of what they were saying. That I see angels doing this. I see angels doing that. Tonight, you understand why they are seeing angels. Praise the Lord. Now, first and foremost, angels are spirit beings that are practically messengers. It does not matter their stature. It does not matter their appearance. They are practically messengers. It does not matter their nature. It does not matter their rank. Are we together now? That's the first thing I want you to hold on to. Now, the second thing we must understand is that angels have designated offices and assignments. There are specific angels for specific offices. There are angels that are specifically meant to sing. Their office is that of singing before the presence of God. There are angels specifically meant for sending forth messages. And the whole of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible talks about only two. So any other angel that you have their name and is not recorded in the Bible, well, if it's not that the Lord Jesus himself told you or the Holy Spirit told you, we can question it. Bible reveals just two angels to us. The conveyor of good news and a captain of the army, Michael. Now, these two contrasting personalities tells us one thing, that angels have designated offices. There are angels that specifically what they do is to bring gifts to men. They carry gifts. So what they do every time the angel is present, what they have done, come to do, is to give gifts. Are we together now? There are angels Their job is to create a connection between yourself and people you need specifically. So every time they are present, their job is simple. They create a connection and then they go. So angels have specific ministries. Let me put it that way. They have specific offices. Praise the Lord. So, because of this, we need to understand that for everything that we need to do, I was going to now, for everything that may need to be done, I was going to now, angels for specific areas of our life exist to undo certain things. We see when Daniel was praying in the Bible, time will not allow us to go into the scriptures. We have a long way to go. He was praying, and God sent forth an angel to deliver the message, the answer to his prayer instantly. But the angel was delayed. So this also tells us that in those days when the Holy Spirit was not readily available to speak to men, God spoke to men through angels. And God is speaking to men through angels today. I must say that. Now, God is still speaking to men through angels today. God is still doing wonderful things through angels today. But it does not mean that the way that God does things today is through angels. There's something I want us to see in that scripture we just read. Are they not all ministering spirits? He said, they are sent forth. They are sent forth to minister. To who? No, they are not sent forth to minister to God now. They are sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. So, meaning that the scripture is very clear now that God is not the only person that can assign tasks to angels any longer. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We need to understand this now, that the number of angels, we're talking about angels now, the number of angels far exceeds the number of human beings. The number of angels, it exceeds the number of beings. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, it says, you have come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to an innumerable company of angels. A company of angels that cannot be numbered. As many as demons and evil spirits are on earth, just imagine, evil spirits are so many, fallen angels are so many on earth that the 6,000 can be dwelling in one man. 6,000. In one man, and there's still no shortage of them on earth, yet they are not up to the number of angels that are in heaven. What does this tell us? That the number of angels far exceeds the number of beings by far. So there is no death of angels, there is no scarcity of angels. There's a reason I'm talking about these things now, so that we can get it into our consciousness that there is no scarcity of angels, neither is there death of angels. Or perhaps we should change the tone. There is no scarcity of messengers in the kingdom of God. Now, there's something I want us to understand now. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. This is the Lord Jesus speaking here. He was talking about something as entirely, but he mentioned this while he was talking. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. I'm reading from my hand. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. It said, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. Talking about children. It said, take heed, be careful. Amplified version. It says, beware that you do not despise or feel scornful toward or think little of one of these little ones. He says, for I tell you that in heaven, dear angels always are in the presence of and look upon the face of my Father who is in heaven. What was Jesus saying here? Jesus was trying to tell us that every single child have the angel present before God on behalf of that child. So from the day you were born, an angel had been assigned to you, and so he was standing in the presence of God when you were a child. Now, this is the beautiful thing. Now, the calling and the gift of God are without repentance. So if it is true, if what the Lord Jesus said is true, that every child has an angel, it does not mean, it also means that the fact you became a grown-up does not mean the angel is no longer yours. So, child or no child, you have at least one angel. Believer or no believer, there is at least one angel. Praise the Lord now. Believer or no believer, there is at least one. At least one. So now, if you are a believer, apart from your angel, the one that was assigned to you when you were a boy, when you were small, aside from your angel, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, that God has sent forth ministering spirit. God has sent forth ministering spirit. And what do ministering spirits do? Ministering spirits deliver the intention of God. Angels, practically, the ministry of all angels, emphasis, the ministry of all angels is to serve the purpose of God. They were created with the intention to serve God's purpose. All angels. I'm going somewhere with this. All angels. Emphasis on all angels. The ministry is to serve the purpose of God. There's a reason why the Bible says that we know that all things work together for good for those that love God and are what? And are called according to his purpose. The reason that all things work together according to purpose, his purpose, is because every of God's system, including his angels, are at the disposal of such person. Are we together now? Such that even if things were going bad, he can speak forth into them. And the required system, are we together now? The required system will get it to work together for his good. This is one of the secrets the Lord Jesus was talking about in John chapter 15. John chapter 15 and verse 7. He said, if my words abide in you, you will demand for what you will, and it shall be done for you. Now, Jesus wasn't specific there. He didn't say, if you pray in the name of the Father, if you pray my name to the Father, you'll get it. He didn't say, if you ask the Holy Spirit, you'll get it. He said, whatever you demand shall be done for you. If my words are in your spirit, whatever it is that you demand, it will be done for you. So it means that there are some things that you demand them from angels. There are some things you demand them from the life that is in you. There are some things that you can demand from the Father. I mean, you can ask from the Father now. There are some things you can ask of the Holy Ghost. Are we together now? And there are some things you can speak to nature directly. You can speak to situations yourself directly. So Jesus said, the secret to this is that my words must be your spirit. We're only taking a part of it today, which is the ministry of angels. So if you are born of God and you are called according to the purpose of God, listen to me now. The ministry of angels is to serve you. Even as you're listening to me now, angels are waiting on you to serve you. It is not like they are in heaven. The Bible says that they have been sent forth. So the emphasis is this, that the ministry of all angels is to serve the purpose of God. And we know, praise God, that God is not the name of one person. God is a description of a set of beings. God, otherwise known as Elohim, is a description of a set of beings sharing the same life, which was originally the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But praise God today, because we have been made partakers of the divine nature, it is, no, the set of being called God now is now the Father, the Sons, and the Holy Spirit. So, angels serve the purpose of all God beings. Are we together now? But there's a caveat. They serve the purpose of all God beings. Or put it another way, we can say that angels serve the purpose of all beings with the kingdom of God. Of all beings that are able to operate the kingdom of God. I want to get it now. So every time you are thinking about angels, I want you to think of them as spirit beings you may not be able to see with your eyes, but that are waiting for you to speak forth a thing that if you do. You know, many have misunderstood angels. Many have misunderstood the ministry of angels. In fact, at various times in the scriptures, we have seen people who have seen angels and thought it to be God. Jacob saw an angel and he thought it was God, he wrestled with it. I was going to now, even Apostle John in the Revelation saw an angel and he almost worshipped him. Make no mistake. Have this in your consciousness, that as a son of God that you are, every angel, emphasis on every angel, You understand what I'm saying? Every angel now, every angel is a messenger as far as you're concerned. Now, let's move on one step further. Talking about angels, angels include Satan and his cohorts. Let's forget that the term angel originally means messenger. Praise God. It is a designation, a word that describes the purpose of the creation. Angel, messenger. So Satan himself and his court were originally angels, and they are still angels. Their nature may have changed. They may now be called demons. They may now be called snake. They may now be called serpents. Are we together now? But they are still bound to obey their creator. And that still makes them messengers. I need to show something. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7 to 10. Revelations chapter 12 from verse 7. Bible says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. Listen to this. Michael, I was telling us earlier that Michael is a captain of the army. He says, Michael and his angels fought against the army. Now, this is to tell you that Michael is not the only captain of the army in heaven. Bible says, Michael and his angels, and is not the angels of the Lord. Michael and his angels. So Michael has a battalion. So there are many more other archangels like Michael that were not mentioned in the Bible. Now, he said they fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought, and his angels. So this is trying to show us that there's a faction sort of. So the dragon and his own angels. The dragon refers to Satan and his angels and his followers, Michael and the angels in his battalion. And says, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. The great dragon was cast down, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So this concludes it. Satan himself is an angel. And if Satan is indeed an angel, you can send him on an errand. Maybe I should repeat that. If Satan is indeed an angel, you can send him on an errand. So if you can send Satan on an errand, how much more evil spirits, how much more witches, how much more wizards, how much more herbalists, how much more principalities, how much more powers, how much more spiritual wickedness. If you can send Satan on an errand, you can send any of them on an errand. Because the legal grounds for this is that their original calling is that of a messenger. I heard a testimony about a great man of God. Was it Smith Wigglesworth? I really can't remember now. He said, I think he was in his room, he was sleeping, and then he began to hear some noise in the living room. And then he walked out. He left the bedroom and walked towards the sitting room, and there he saw the devil. It was Satan himself. Satan was the reason why there was commotion. And he said, oh, you are the one. Okay, no problem. And he saw Satan and turned his back and went back to the living room and went back to the bedroom. As if Satan was not there. So when he got to the bedroom, he now remembered that. Look at, come on, think about this. You seeing Satan and turning away without putting up fight, without shouting, without doing in the name of Jesus. This requires a lot of faith and understanding. And this man of God went back into his room, and then on getting into he remembered that Satan had destroyed certain things, scattered certain things. Who's going to clean it up? Then he went back. By the time he got back to the sitting room, the devil had left in anger. So he called him back. He said, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command you, come back and clean your mess. And then he went to bed. He woke up the next morning, the mess was cleaned up. What I'm saying is this, that it is not only the angels of the Lord that you can send on an errand. You can send angels of darkness on an errand too. Why? Because they were primarily designed to serve the purpose of God. They can't resist it. They may have their own agenda. They may have their own plans. They may be doing their own things, especially if they are angels of darkness. But when you come in, are we together now, with an understanding and the authority that is upon you as a God being, they have to respond. So the reasons that angels of darkness have been dealing with you in the past is because you did not know how to deal with them. Now, listen to this. Two. The first thing I want us to understand is that the ministry of all angels is to serve the purpose of God. The ministry of all angels, that's point number one, is to serve the purpose of God and God beings. Now, two. The gift and calling of God is without repentance. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. This is so important for us to understand. The gift and calling of God is without repentance. Romans chapter 11 and verse 29. Now it says, for the gift and the calling of God are without repentance. So when God looks at you and says, I have called you into this place, he will not come back and say, I did not call you again. Listen to me. Despite the fact that Israel revolted against God in Numbers chapter 23, God didn't say, I will not bring them into the land. Mm-mm.
What God said was that, you know what, Moses, let me kill all of them. I will raise another generation out of you and then take them there. Moses was still a part of Israel. So if God had killed the rest of them, I was going to now, the calling is still upon one man, Moses. The gift and calling of God is without repentance. So what this means is that every ability that has been deposited into every angel in order to carry out tasks that are assigned to their offices remains regardless of their nature. So whether the angel is that of darkness or that of light, the original talent, the original skills, the original strength that God deposited into them still remains. It's still there. This is the principal reason Satan is still being able to deceive people in the world today. Because what God has given, it doesn't take back. Now, if what God has given, it doesn't take back, the responsibility he gives, it doesn't take back either. This is the legal ground upon which you can send the devil on an errand. I'm telling you. This is the legal ground upon which you can send evil spirits on an errand. This is the legal ground upon which you can send all angels on an errand. Because they have a single call. It does not matter who they are right now. It does not matter whether their nature has changed. It does not matter their shape. They have a single call to serve the purpose of God. And because of this, point number three, because of this, they have a framework of working. They have a framework that every angel responds to. There is a framework that every angel responds to. Psalm 103 verse 20. This is the framework that every angel of God responds to. And if you're going to key into the ministry of angels, you must understand this framework. This is the secret behind why your angel has not been so participatory in your life all along. Psalm 103 verse 20. If you want to get the angels of God to work on your behalf, you must understand this key. This is the legal framework upon which they operate. Psalm 103 and verse 20. The Bible says that, bless the Lord, you is angels. Bless the Lord. You is angels. Says that excel in strength. Now, they excel in strength. He says that do his commandments. And then he says, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord. You is angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment. Well, we already know that angels are called to serve the purpose of God. And I said, this is how they do it. They hearken to the voice of his word. Now, permit me to ask you a simple question. What is the voice of God's word? This is a very deep statement. They hear only and do only the voice of God's word. Because to echo means to hear and to observe. That's the word, that's the meaning of the word echo. To hear and to observe. Or say to hear and do. Echo. Now the Bible says that they echo to the voice of his word. This is the framework for the operation of angels. They hear the voice of his word. We already know that what God says is his word, right? So when God speaks, that is his word. But when does the word of God has a voice? Praise God. We already know that the word of God is his. I mean, when God speaks, that's his word, right? Thus saith the Lord, that is word. But then, what is this business about the voice of his word? Now, hear this. The voice of the word of God is when it is spoken in the mouth of a person that God has commended word to. Listen to me. So you may not necessarily be a God being before you become the voice of his word. All that is needed is that the word is revealed to you and you are the one speaking it out. So the voice of God's word is the confessional, is the confession of God's word in your mouth. So when you confess God's word in your mouth, you become the voice of his word. Let me repeat. When you confess God's word with your own mouth, you become the voice of his word. So in other words, angels only obey confessions that are God's word. They don't answer to prayers. They don't answer to fasting. They don't answer to religion. They don't answer to activities. They do his commandments. I was going to now. First and foremost, they do his commandments. Two, then they do the voice of his word. Now, you can't command people on behalf of God. I was going to now. So God has done his commandment. So they operate with that, with God directly. This is God speaking. That's his commandment. But they also respond to one other thing, the voice of God's word. So when somebody else speaks God's word, they hear and observe because they know that the word of God is the will of God. I am showing you the cheat code. I mean, not the cheat code, no per se. I'm showing you the code behind the operation of angels. So every time you speak whatever is contrary to God's word, listen to me. The angels keep waiting, regardless of what's going happening to you. Every time. Every time. Every time. Now, I need to also now understand something, that angels are not persons. Let me repeat. Angels are not persons. They are spirit beings. And if you're familiar with our first teaching of the year, activating spiritual realities, I have told us before that only spirit beings can create physical realities. So angels have the capacity to create physical realities, just like you have the capacity to create physical realities. But the angel that is responsible for your protection, for example, can continually look at you in danger as long as your confession, I want to get it now, does not align with the word of God. As long as you are not the voice of his word, it will remain there. It will remain there. The only thing that will make the angel of God move on your behalf when you have not spoken, is if God had spoken. Don't forget, they respond only to do two things. They respond to the commandments of God and the voice of his word. Let me share a secret with you. Come closer. Provision is an angel. And I want you to understand this, that angels they are not persons. There is an angel responsible for getting provision down to you. Let me call his name Provision. He's an angel. Protection is an angel. There's an angel responsible for your protection right from when you were a child. Connection is an angel. There's an angel responsible for connecting you with the people you need and the people that need you at every facet of your life. But listen to me now. All of them are waiting on you to serve you. All. They're just waiting there. So as long as you do not become the voice of his word, they will move. They will remain there. As long as you don't become the voice of God's word, they won't move. They will remain there. So if you speak forth the word of God, what you are doing is that you are releasing angels to walk on your behalf. This is one of the secrets that the apostle had understanding of when he said, if any man must speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. There is something that is readily available for us that makes it easy for us to engage the ministry of angels. Philippians chapter 2. And verse 5. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and it says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9, hear this now. Why God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every other name. Now, listen to this. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, and things in the earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, there is something we must understand here. God has exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. Surely the name is not Jesus. Listen to me now. God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is not above, that is above every other name. Surely that name is not Jesus again, because he has received the name Jesus when he did his christening on the eighth day of his physical birth, of his natural birth. But the Bible says God gave him a name. As a result of that name, he became the owner of all things. Everyone is obligated to respond to him. So it was not just a name he received. It was the authority of heaven and earth. The title of Lord. That was what the Lord Jesus received. The title Lord. So he became Lord of both heaven and earth. There's a reason why the Bible says of things in the earth, of things under the earth, and of things in the heaven. Because the title Lord comes with the emblem, owner of all things. Now, if the Lord Jesus is indeed the owner of all things, that means, so if you do anything in the name of the owner of all things, then all things must respond to you the way they will respond to the owner, including angels. So this is one way. It is the understanding of this that matters. So this is one way of getting angels to work on your behalf. Commanding them in the name of Jesus. And this is what I did yesterday. In the name of Jesus, I send forth the angels of the Lord to go forth now and clear every obstacle of my way. And that was it. In fact, I was so specific, I asked them to connect me with a driver. Clear the traffic jam, connect me with the driver. In less than 10 minutes, the traffic was clear ahead of me. In less than 10 minutes, and I got the driver. I had a testimony from a man of God. This is someone I knew very well. One of the church members had a tricycle, and the tricycle was stolen. So immediately they called the man of God, sir, I just got where I used to park my cycle, is no longer there. Someone has stolen it. The first thing the man of God did was, I send forth the angels of the Lord to go forth now in the name of Jesus and arrest the person that stole the tricycle. Few minutes later, they called the owner of that tricycle over the phone. Somebody called the owner of that tricycle that, hello, we noticed there's a tricycle that is parked here. Somebody parked it, but we think that it did not belong to them. And we saw your number in the tricycle. Are you the owner? And the man said, yes, I am the owner. And they told him where they were. And that's how the owner traveled to where the tricycle had been moved to. And he recovered his tricycle. You know the interesting part? The tricycle and the people that were buying for it remained there until he came back. I am telling you that the ministry of angels is so real and is so readily available. When I say angels now, I do not just mean the angels of God, the angels of the Lord, so to say now. All kinds of angels. All kinds. So when you speak in the name of Jesus, even Satan is obliged to respond. There's a very important scenario that happened to the seven sons of Sceva. I always find it interesting anytime I come across that scripture. He said, we adjure you in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. Now, the demon said, I understand whose authority you are using. I know Jesus. You see, the problem is not even Paul. I know Paul. He's a nuisance. He has shown us hell. But I'm looking at you. You don't look like Jesus. So they are asking, who are you? And those seven sons of Sceva failed. They couldn't respond. So now the demon did get out, not because the name of Jesus couldn't send it away. The demons refused to leave because the seven sons of Sceva were nobody. Now, the reason, praise God now, listen to me very carefully. The reason angels have not been responding to you, when I say angels now, I mean all angels, respond, is because you have not been entering the code well. So even though you pray in the name of Jesus, there is no understanding. Even though you pray in the name of Jesus with understanding, you by with your own mouth counsel what you have ordered a few minutes later. Imagine praying, die by fire in the name of Jesus, calling down fire for about 3 hours, and then when you wake up in the morning, the next thing you do is you see a small thing happen, and you call yourself someone that is suffering from a misfortune. You have created the problem. The understanding is this: what you speak forth, you experience. What you speak forth, you experience. The angels, don't forget, they are bound to minister to you. And no one, if so, you cannot, a waiter cannot give you what you have not ordered for. So when you're thinking of angels, I want you to think of them as in the form of waiters. They can't give what you didn't order. They can't give what you did not order. They can't give what you did not order. So no order, nothing. So instead of, praise the Lord now. So instead of constantly living in fear of accidents, living in fear of evil occurrences, you can simply activate the angels of the Lord responsible for your protection and go about your business. All you need to do is to become the voice of His word. You just need to say, the angels of the Lord encompass me round about and are protecting me from any attack or any evil. And go about your business in the name of Jesus. You don't even need to pray for 20 hours about that. You have entered the code. If they fail to protect you, you have a right to call them and ask them what happened. A man of God I respect so much. Now, I didn't hear this testimony from him. I heard from two or three people. He said he had a dream some time ago, and he dreamt that a masquerade was pursuing him in the dream. A masquerade. Interesting. A masquerade. And so when he woke up, he was like, ah, the angels of the Lord, what were you looking at? Me? A whole me? A masquerade pursuing me in my dream? Ah, okay, so this is what's going to happen. I want to sleep now, and I want to pursue that masquerade back. And then he went to bed, and he had another revelation. Now, in that new dream now, he was the one holding the cane, and the masquerades were the one running. Let's not forget, they are ministering spirits, waiters, sent forth. So God has already sent forth the angels. It is not that the angels are coming from heaven. They have already been sent forth. Sent forth, past tense, sent forth, sent forth, sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. So if you have been saved, I want you to know this now. Angels are waiting on you. So if you allow any evil occurrence to happen to you, you allowed it. You know, there's a language I use a lot that you can allow that things to happen to you and God has nothing to do with it. You are the one that allowed it. So tonight, before we leave, we're going to give the angels a lot of certain tasks regarding our certain areas of our lives. But you must understand this, that it is not enough to command angels in the name of Jesus. You must make sure that you are talking faith. You must make sure that you are the voice of the word of God. Because if you are not the voice of the word of God, they can't hear and observe. So it's simple. Speak forth God's word. Command angels in the name of Jesus. You release them to work on your behalf. I share a mystery with you. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. The Lord Jesus said, seek first the kingdom, right, and the righteousness. Seek first the kingdom. The kingdom you already have, the righteousness, as I've said before, is the standard operating procedure of the kingdom. So when you have the kingdom and the standard operating procedure, I said every other thing will be added. So there are many things that you are stressing yourself for today. Angels were waiting on you to get it done on your behalf before. You just didn't know. Do you understand what we're saying? So it is not until it gets to extreme situations, just like I was yesterday, before you can engage the ministry of angels. God knew if I was not reminded of the ministry of angels yesterday, I could have spent another 2 hours at that spot. I got to where I was going. It was so serious. But instantly I was reminded, I keyed into it throughout. Praise God. You can send forth the angels of the Lord to clear obstacles on the way of God's provision. The Bible says that every other thing, good health will be added, provision will be added, promotion will be added. So if it is going to be added, it means that somebody is going to be doing the main work. You are going to do some, there's some sort of responsibility on you, of course, but somebody is going to do the main job. Now, the Holy Spirit is in us to help us live the life that we're supposed to live the way we should live it. Because many times I believe that we have this understanding that it is the Holy Spirit that is at work in us. Yes, this is true. The Holy Spirit is working through us. The Holy Spirit is working in us, bringing things, making things happen. But the Holy Spirit wouldn't be able to do that without our cooperation. So if you're not cooperating with the Holy Spirit, you can't get God's system to work for you. The same way, if you are not cooperating with the word of God, you can't get the angels of the Lord to work for you. So the code is simple. Become the voice of his word. command angels in the name of Jesus. Become the voice of his word. Command angels in the name of Jesus. And see circumstances that were impossible become possible within minutes. And see miracle become an everyday experience. For some of us, the strength that you need has always been there. It is your confession that I've. For some of you, the ideas that you need has always been there. It is your confession that has crippled you. For some of you, the relationships that you need have always been there. It is your confession that has crippled you. Change your confession. And you will see the angels of the Lord walking on your behalf. Praise the Lord. Change your confessions. And the angels of the Lord will walk on your behalf. Interestingly, that is all you need to do to engage the ministry of angels. You don't even need to speak the tongue of angels, because angels have their tongues. No, you don't even need to pray in the tongue of angels. No. You don't even need to sing in the tongue of angels. All you need is to become the voice of his word. Psalm 103 and verse 20. All you need is to become the voice of his word. And to command them in the name of the owner of all things. And so we're going to be doing two things tonight. We're going to be commanding every angel of darkness that has gotten a hold of any area of our lives. Now, if you know those areas, you can command them specifically in those areas. All right. So the first thing we're doing is that we're commanding every angel of darkness, or all angels of darkness that have been manifesting in any area of our lives, to lose their hold tonight in the name of Jesus. That's the first thing we're doing. I was good now. And second thing we are going to be doing is that we're going to be releasing the angels of the Lord to walk on our behalf. So let's take it one by one. First of all, can we begin to pray? Now, this kind of prayer, we are only praying in the name of Jesus, be straightforward. No, don't bother praying in tongues, it's not necessary. Be straightforward. Don't bother praying in tongues, it's not necessary. Just speak forth. Every angel of darkness, every messenger from darkness, every representation of darkness, taking hold of any area of my life, I command you now in the name of Jesus, lose your hold. That's all that's required. Can we begin to pray now? In the name of Jesus, I command every system, every messenger in the kingdom of darkness, because I know that the gift and calling of God are without repentance. And all angels, regardless of their nature, are sent forth to serve the purpose of God. I carry the life of God. I carry the presence of God in me. I am a God being. I am called according to the purpose of God. And so I speak forth in the name of the Lord Jesus, every angel of darkness manifesting in any area of my life, I command you right now, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Even now, in the name of Jesus. Now pack your bags and get away from me. Satan, I command you, lose your hold over my finances in the name of Jesus. And even now, I possess my possessions in the name of Jesus. I send forth the angels of the Lord to go forth now in the name of Jesus and remove every barrier to the flowing of my possessions to me in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now we've done the first part. Can we begin to actively now release the angels of the Lord to work for us?
Can we begin to actively send forth the angels of the Lord on hands now? In the name of Jesus, I declare, in the name of Jesus, that the angels of the Lord encompass me round about and are protecting me from any attack or any evil.